Hi. My name is Lawrence Riker, and I'm a resident of Belfast, and I'm also an avid hiker and have hiked the Little River Trail many times, and I love it very much. It's very beautiful. And if you haven't been on it, I would very much encourage you to do that. But I do have some concerns, and my first concern was reading in the Republican Journal that the corridor of the trail would essentially shrink to 250 feet. And so that is a concern of mine. And another concern of mine, okay, looking at this map, this shows the trail. It appears, at least from my reading of it, that the trail ends here. But I believe that the trail goes all the way here. So I'm wondering what does this mean, that heretofore the trail will end there?
I'm going to try and take a stab at answering the question. There's no proposed change at the moment to that trail. What this map is showing, and it's not 100% accurate at the moment, but what this map is intended to show is just simply what's being acquired under the agreement for Nordic Aqua Farms versus what is staying as local land. No matter what the arrangement ultimately becomes, this is just simply showing what's in the shoreland zone at the moment. So this is in no way intended to show the trail itself. There are other maps available that show the actual path. So yes, it's my understanding also that the trail continues. There's still woods, I believe, right in here, and there's trail there. There's also, trail up along the upper reservoir. Not sure that entirely answers the question, but I hope so.
I'd just like to add to that, we are also avid hikers. We hike many places in the U.S. As students and afterwards. So you have my commitment that this trail will be left intact. This is developed property today. We are going to secure trail access here in a good way and plant it and make it a good solution for the hikers. We do not want to impede the hiking opportunities in the area at all. And we've been very clear with the city about this from day one, that we want to maintain that. So I think you will find that we are very positive to talking to all of you regarding how we can solve that.
Yes, my name is Bill Armstrong. I'm a trail steward for the trail. So I do have questions about access to Route 1. Also, when you're planning, would you consider the wildlife corridor that represents from the bay inland? That's a safe passage that doesn't require crossing Route 1. And secondly, do you have plans to include the trail managers in your decision-making? The trail's already been impacted by the initial testing in my hike through there yesterday. And as far as I know, none of us have had any contact from you folks. Thank you.
I'd like to get a chance after the session to understand what you might be seeing right now, because that is of concern to me. There is opportunity during all the planning process for organizations like yours to be involved. We very much want to understand what you see as the best aspects of that trail, so that that can be taken into account as we plan for future buildings and access and parking and things that would clearly be helpful to trail users. We want to know what those concerns are. So, yes, there's opportunity during the public hearings for local building plans. There's opportunity to get involved during the Maine DEP permitting process. And we look forward to additional information about exactly making sure that, we hear your concerns and address them as we move forward.
I want to thank everyone, not that I'm going to end questions, but I want to thank everyone for asking questions and being respectful. I would like to remind everyone that we are hoping for questions tonight, one question per person, as we'd like to have as many people participate as possible.
Hi. I'd like to know some specific numbers about how much of each of the major nutrients, how much nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, you're going to be releasing into the bay if you get to full production. You talked about 90% removal. I'm wondering how many tons that leaves and how many tons would be the threshold where you'd start to see a dead zone or some kind of hypoxia in the bay.
We're still in the process of dimensioning the whole system for this, so this is something we're going to come back to. But you could typically take the tonnage that you would count for a seedling production and reduce it by 90 to 95%. So, but again, there's some dimensioning of the treatment systems that we want to complete before we go out with specific figures. But we have to do that as we get to that point, which will be during this spring.
My name is Mary Bigelow. I live in Belfast. I really hope this project goes forward. It's very good news. And I have a question about the discharge both to the bay and to the wastewater treatment plant. Will your facility have fixed discharge permits from the state of Maine? I either don't say 90% removal, but say shall not exceed 100 milligrams per liter of this, or the pH has to be within a specific range. Enforceable.
Yes, the state will, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers, will be looking at specific numbers. And as part of the process, they look at not only what is the discharge to the bay from this facility, but what's already being discharged to the bay, because ultimately their goal is to protect the ecosystem health. So yes, to answer your question simply, there will be specific numbers that they'll be asked to adhere to.
Good evening. I'm John B. I live in Belfast. I'm excited about the project. I noticed that Eric referred to doing things organically. Will you be able to try and do things in such a way that you're OMRI certifiable organic, both with respect to the product and with respect to waste products for use by others?
Yes, we are in the process of certifying our businesses in Europe today with the The challenge with this segment is there's so many certification organizations out there, and many of them may be different in Europe from the U.S. So in Europe, the Aquaculture Stewardship Council is a big arrangement that we are certifying for. Other one is Global GAP. There may be other ones over here that we are going to be looking into. They usually have very similar requirements. So it's definitely something that we'll be looking into. And also for fish processing, the main arrangement in Europe is MSC. We are going to be looking into what we will use in the U.S., but again, the requirements are generally much the same. So that's our commitment. And that's also an important part of the attractiveness of the final product. Certification is a key thing for us because it makes it a better product, a more attractive product for the end customers. Mm-hmm. So this is something we do for all our facilities.
Yeah. Yes, my name is Jenny Knight. I'm a property owner in Belfast, and I'm realizing that you're using several million gallons of water per year, and I'm wondering if when you do this study, are you taking into consideration or able to compare to the amount of gallons that Poland Springs / Hershey is taking out of Maine? I'm reading 600 million gallons coming up to go out of Lincoln, and they're in several other small towns too. So how does what your gallon usage is doing comparing to the total amount of water that's being taken out of specifically Maine?
I can't answer that with exact numbers, but I can tell you it's a fraction of what's coming out of a place like, I think you mentioned Lincoln. And one of the reasons for that is just the type of wells we're putting in are primarily going to be going into fractured bedrock. They're quite deep. There's a potential for some sand and gravel at this site. There is some sand and gravel that is in the upper portions of the property. But in general, just the nature of the rock type, fractured bedrock doesn't produce the kind of gallons that a sand and gravel aquifer typically does. So that's one of the reasons why we have to do so much study to make sure that what we can produced from this property is going to be sufficient for the operation. So, you know, in a short answer, I don't have the real numbers, the actual numbers, but I can tell you it's going to be a fraction of what bottled water producers are taking out.
Thank you.